Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey, friend, and welcome back. I want to start today with a question, one that's been haunting me for years, and that is, how much of your life has been spent chasing something that will never love you back? For me, that something was perfection. I thought if I had just got it right enough, if I looked the part, if I worked harder than everyone else, if I held it all together, then maybe, just maybe, I'd finally feel like I was enough. And for a while, it worked. Or at least it looked like it did. On the outside, I was that girl. Fit, disciplined, achieving, successful. But behind the image, I was exhausted. I was drowning. And I was burned out. You see, perfection promises peace, but all it delivers is pressure. The pressure to produce, perform, and perfect. That cycle isn't a recipe for breakthroughs or bliss. It's a recipe for exhaustion and burnout. And maybe you know what that feels like. Maybe you've hustled at work, kept your family afloat, perfected the image online, smiling on the outside while something inside of you keeps whispering, it's still not enough. And when you tie your performance to your worth, your identity becomes compromised. You start believing, I am not enough. And honestly, even though I know this truth logically, my default setting still slips into striving. Each time I think, maybe this time will be different, but it never is. That drive to achieve, to perfect, it's not programming that protects me, it's programming that prevents me. It shakes my identity instead of securing it. And this year, my life was shattered. I lost my dad to a senseless act of violence, shot, killed, murdered. And not long after, I watched another tragedy unfold, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Two different stories, same make. Both reminders that life is fragile. Tomorrow is not promised. And chasing perfection suddenly feels so meaningless in the face of loss. And why does this even matter? Well, because when grief comes, you stop caring about metrics, the milestones, or appearances. You don't care about how flawless your body looks or how polished your brand is. You stop caring about what others think or say. It's like nothing matters. But what you do care about is presence, about who you love, about where your hope really is. And when you've lost everything near and dear to you, there's nothing left for anyone to take away. It leaves you shaken and broken, yet still standing on a foundation of faith. For me, grief has been stripping. A violent, painful, tearing away of the illusion that I was never, ever in control. And just that thought and that realization had brought me to my knees. Just me and God, bearing it all, laying it all out before Him. Prayers, I couldn't even form into words. Just groans, silence, tears. But He knows. The Holy Spirit intercedes. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Romans 8:26. And that verse has been a reminder all year long. You see, I couldn't strive my way out of it. I couldn't hustle enough to make it better. I couldn't undo the loss. And in that place of surrender, I finally began to understand what Paul meant when he wrote, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12:9. I'd read that verse 1,000 times, but I never needed it in the way I need it now. For most of my life, I equated confidence with perfection, with being flawless, with never breaking down, with always having it together. Just smile, look pretty, and don't let anyone see through that. But that's not confidence. That's performance. True confidence isn't found in what you can control. It's found in what you can't. It's being rooted in God's truth when everything else is shaking. Confidence is saying, "I don't have all the answers. I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I know who I am, and I know whose I am, and that's enough." And I'll be honest with you, I'm still learning this. Some days, I default back to old patterns. Some days, I still want to prove, to perform, to perfect. But each time, God gently reminds me, confidence is not about perfection. It's about presence, His presence. So let me ask you, in what areas of your life are you still chasing perfection? Is it your body, the way you punish yourself in the mirror, trying to fit into a number or a standard? Is it in your business, grinding day and night, hoping success and the financial rewards will finally fill the emptiness inside? Is it in your relationships? Are you settling for less than peace, love, and acceptance? Or holding everything together so you can feel worthy of love? Friend, perfection is a prison. It tells you that you're only as good as your last accomplishment. It keeps you striving and hustling and never resting. The truth is, that's not what you are created and designed for. We're not human machines. We are human beings. And in our being is where we begin to find that freedom, to experience that rest, to experience what we're called and created for. And so how do we begin to let go of perfection? For me, it's not one big breakthrough. It's a series of small daily anchors that tether me back to truth. 1, prayer in the morning. Before I touch my phone, before the world rushes in, I ground myself in God's presence. Without that, I lose perspective fast. My morning prayer is, "Thank you, Lord, for this day, for the breath in my lungs and the beat of my heart. I surrender the day to your will and your way." 2, journaling honestly. Pouring out my fears, lies, and weariness onto the pages and exchanging them for truth, because I know that this wasn't mine to carry. I know what is holding me and weighing me down is not something that God has placed on my plate for that day. Meaning, how can I ask the Lord to give me His will and His way when I'm carrying so much of the enemy's lies and fears with me? So being able to dump this into a journal is just a form of expression. And whether you prefer a book journal or a verbal journal, or perhaps a vlog, just find ways that you can openly and honestly express your truth from within. 3, movement and nutrition as worship, not punishment. Some days it's lifting weights. Other days it's walking outside. Always with the intention of honoring, not hating, my body and fueling and nourishing my body with real whole foods that our Creator gave us to enjoy. Number 4, celebrating small wins. Because perfection binds us to progress. I've had to learn to pause, breathe, and thank God for the little graces that show up each and every day. Sometimes I'll write them down in a gratitude journal or drop them into a wins jar so I can revisit them when I forget. It's always fun to go back and recall those moments. They always put a smile on my face. But these are not magic fixes. These don't necessarily erase the pain, but they remind me that I don't have to be perfect and I'm not in this alone. And so maybe you're wondering, Rachel, why share this now? Well, because perfectionism isn't just my story. It's ours. It's cultural. It's collective. And it's a narrative that we hear worldwide. And this pressure to be something we're not is toxic. So we live in a world that rewards hustle, applauds the highlight reel, and shames weakness. But when tragedy strikes, none of this even matters. What matters is faith. What matters is love. What matters is living aligned with who you really are, not who the world says you should be. And maybe right now you're listening in your car or on a walk or folding laundry or trying to hold it all together and you're exhausted. This is for you. You don't need to strive your way into worthiness. You already have it. So here's my invitation for you this week. Take 5 minutes, just 5. Grab a notebook or your voice memo, whichever method you prefer, and just sit quietly with God and pour out your heart. Tell him the truth. Tell him where you're tired, where you're weary, when you feel like you're not enough. And then be still. This part is so hard for me too. I'm good at talking to God and then rushing off, wondering why hasn't he spoken to me? But the truth is, I don't stay long enough to listen. And I'm willing to bet this is you too. So I want to share a piece of advice that someone once told me, and that is, if you talk to God for 10 minutes, wait 10 minutes to hear him reply. That shifted everything for me, because that's where healing begins. Not in the more striving, but in the surrender, in the presence, in those quiet moments where it's just you and him. So if this conversation spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend who's carrying the same weight and let her know she too isn't alone. So I want to remind you that you don't have to chase perfection anymore. You don't have to perform for love. You don't have to have it all together to be worthy. You are enough right here, right now. And the freedom you crave, it's already yours through him, in him, and from him. Keep leaning into your faith. Keep showing up with courage. And remember this, you don't have to be perfect to be confident. You don't have to be perfect to be whole. You just have to be his. And that, my friend, is more than enough. Until next time, take care and God bless.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.
We've all been stuck in a dinner routine rut, bored with the same takeout options, or eating a bowl of cereal for dinner. But picking tonight's meal doesn't have to be stressful. Here's an idea. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with premium meals delivered right to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs. Your meal options are endlessly delicious with a team of over 160 innovative chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small batch meals. Cook Unity offers a variety of over 400 meals for every palate. Cook Unity has flexible programs that you can pause, skip, or cancel at any time. Find the perfect plan for your dietary needs and lifestyle. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/RUT or enter code RUT before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/RUT.